Exercise number 2. Our lip rolls on a 5-tone scale. The lip rolls sound like this. It's a rapid series of B. The lip roll takes the place of 100 traditional exercises to warm up and stretch out the voice. Imagine, for centuries, maestros have labored to try and find exercises that loosen the tension from the vocal cords and extend the range. And now a simple little accomplishes what masters have worked for their whole life, that is, to solve vocal problems. This is perhaps the most exciting breakthrough in singing history. And we have inherited such a simple principle, yet it is truly genius. The lip roll develops a muscular response in singing that takes the pressure off the voice rather than putting pressure on. It also creates a double resistance against the strain that normally occurs when singing high notes, stretching and coordinating the vocal cords with the least amount of tension from the bottom of your range to the top. The lip rolls have a built-in function that connect the voice and erase the breaks. Most singers find their mixed head or whistle voice for the very first time in this exercise. To do the lip rolls, place your fingers on your cheeks approximately 1/2 inch from the corners of your mouth so that the weight of your skin is lifted up. Press your fingertips in until you feel where your teeth meet. For a visual example of this, see the illustration in your book or your video. Now, stay very relaxed, like you just got a shot of Novocaine at the dentist and your lips feel very loose. You may even want to make your lips pouty. Be sure that they are very relaxed. Now, blow like you would at the end of a tired day and say, now make a slightly dopey sound. This is the sound that's underlining. It sounds like this. It's not a squeezy whining sound. It's dopey. The looser the sound, the better. Go ahead, you try it. It's also the sound you make when you're outside on a cold day. Man, it's cold out there! Don't be too concerned with pitch accuracy at first. This exercise is more for coordinating with the least amount of muscular stress on your throat and your vocal cords, and connecting your tone from chest to head voice, like this. Not disconnected like this. But connected like this. Notice how the sound, or resonance, settles mostly in the roof of the mouth, that is, the hard palate on the bottom notes. While the higher you sing, the more the tone is transferred behind the soft palate and into your head. Therefore, on low notes, you should feel the tone traveling more from your mouth and moving almost downwards towards the floor. But then, as you go up the scale, the sound will feel like it is traveling up through the bridge of your nose and into your forehead, then to the top of your head on the highest notes. It will actually feel like a tiny little thin sound is traveling out the back of your head. Listen to this example. See how remarkably easy the high notes are found? Again, see illustration in your book for resonance. Remember, your vocal cords will be shortening, that is, zipping up, the higher you sing. So, the higher you sing, the less air you will actually need, because the smaller surface of vocal cord vibrating requires not more air, but less air to sustain vibration. It has been a dangerous, or at least frustrating myth, that more air or diaphragmatic support is needed to reach high notes. If you are tempted to use more air or too much muscle pinch as you sing higher, then bend over at the waist as you sing up the scale. Bending over gives you a release from muscle tension because the falling sensation takes your mind off the high note. For a visual example, again, you can see your video and your workbook. If you can't do the lip rolls, don't give up. There's another way to achieve the same effect. Simply stick out your tongue and say, spelled THP, you know, see the cartoon characters doing that all the time. They say, do this for a while and then switch to, so you can say, with your tongue out, put your tongue back in and say, the lip roll should become easier because the loosens up the lips.